This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root. I think I got to write a commentary tomorrow for my Sunday column that goes all over the United States. Starts in the Las Vegas Review Journal and gets syndicated to a newspaper near you. And I think what I'm going to write tomorrow for my Sunday column is about, you thought Trump was mean because he uses mean tweets against people you don't even know. And that's a big deal to you, liberals. But I'll tell you what's mean. Mean is the insanity of the Democratic Party. If you watch the Democrat debate, presidential debate last night on CNN, you caught a bunch of crazy people who are, the word mean isn't even the right word. They want to cancel and ban everything. They want to ban hamburgers. They want to ban steak. They want to ban plastic straws. They want to ban cars. They want to ban coal. They want to ban fossil fuel. They want to ban factory farming. They want to ban incandescent light bulbs. And in the name of climate change, they want to kill all of that and make your life miserable. But they also actually want to kill babies in the name of climate change. You know, that was Bernie Sanders, one of his big things last night, one of his big breaking ideas. Because he uses that brilliance of his to come up with such creative ideas. He basically said you got to kill babies all over the world in order to get rid of global warming because there's too many people in the world. These people are crazy, absolutely crazy. It was a seven-hour-long CNN climate change town hall, and they admitted they pretty much want to ban everything and take America back to the dark ages. They want us to live like the people of Cuba or the people of Venezuela, who are drinking sewage water and dumpster diving and eating zebras at the zoo and burning logs in a fireplace because they can't afford electricity anymore. And by the way, they can't even get toilet paper. There is no toilet paper in Venezuela. Ooh. They actually plan their showers around their bathroom breaks because you just got to go to the bathroom and take a shower in Venezuela. That's literally what's happening. But the problem is that water shuts off several times a day. So now they don't have toilet paper and they don't have water for a shower. That's life in a socialist country, not even a communist country. You know, socialists try and tell you socialism is much different than communism and it's milder and it's not the same thing. Well, it causes the end of life as we know it. All enjoyment, all quality of life. Everyone lives in horrible misery and poverty. And this is what the Democratic Party wants to do to us. Bernie Sanders not only called for mass global genocide and population reduction, he admitted that banning incandescent light bulbs, factory farming, and other modern-day conveniences will bring greater human misery. He admitted that. Sure, there'll be pain, Bernie said, to applause from the liberal morons clapping like seals. Liberal morons applauding their own demise. Is that amazing? Senator Kamala Harris wants to ban plastic straws and phase out red meat. Good luck, Kamala. Never going to happen, and you can never be the president. Fake Indian Pocahontas Warren said she wants to ban nuclear power plants. We're not going to build any nuclear power plants, and we're going to start weaning ourselves off of nuclear energy and replacing it with renewable fuels, and we'll get it all done by 2035. These people would kill us without fossil fuel, without offshore drilling and gas leases, without nuclear plants. Your average middle-class person's electric bill wouldn't be $200-$300 a month. It would be $2,000 or $3,000 a month. Renewable energy is a joke. It's a failure. It does not work. It's unreliable. The energy grid will stop again and again. There'll be days where there will be no electricity. This show couldn't go on. It's completely unreliable. If the sun goes through the clouds, there is no solar. If the wind stops blowing, there is no wind. And none of it can ever compete with fossil fuel for cheapness so that the middle class have great lives. They don't have the bad cars. You're just never going to drive one again because you can't afford gas prices. Good old Cory Booker said he wants to ban offshore drilling and fossil fuels. He said, absolutely, yes, I will ban offshore drilling. Why? Because, again, where we have seen these leases, this is where I've been fighting, doing demonstrations on the Jersey Shore, this is him talking, to stop new licenses because we know they drill, they spill. If my goal is to get our electricity zero carbon emission, these people are madmen. This is while China and India are belching so much pollution in the air that they produce 85% of the world's pollution. We have nothing to do with global warming or climate change until the day you get India to stop building new power plants like they build one a day. We haven't built one in 30 years. They build them every day, and they use coal every second of every day because they got 1.5 billion people they got to keep warm. So believe me, folks, you can't change any of this. But what you could do is destroy every American job. He says, I want to get to zero electricity carbon emission. That means phasing off of fossil fuels. We're going to get to zero net carbon emissions by 2045 for a whole nation, says Cory Booker. So why would I allow new leases? This is not just offshore drilling. This is fracking on public land he's not going to allow. And then good old Biden, the man with the bloody eye in the middle of the debate, his eye exploded. I guess I'm still young enough. I guess that's what happens when you're in your 70s or 80s. You're in a debate and your vessel pops and your eye gets bloody. He wants to shut down coal plants. Everybody knows where the world is going, just like we set out the rules for what kind of plant. We got to shut down coal-burning plants. No one can build a new one, and we got to shut them down. Guess what? We have to get vehicles off the road as quickly as we can. These people are crazy. Bernie Sanders openly admitted he wants mass genocide worldwide. He wants to fund abortions abroad to reduce world population. And to top it off, you've got a commie named Yang. He wants a carbon-free America, so he's in favor of snuffing out life completely in the United States, and every Democratic candidate agreed with him. I got to find out what that means. Sometimes I read you these articles, and they get a little bit crazy and hysterical on me because I don't know what that means. I doubt Yang said he wanted to snuff out life in the United States, but I'll find out what it means. I know this guy, I think it's Andrew Yang, I know he believes in universal income. I know he wants to give everyone in America who doesn't work a salary, and he thinks that'll make their life better by taking lazy bums and encouraging them to never work the rest of their lives while I work my butt off to pay the taxes to pay for him. Good luck. Now, how did this CNN debate work, this seven-hour climate change debate? Massive fail. It began at 5 o'clock Eastern time yesterday. It ended at midnight, and it averaged 1.1 million viewers. Well, so for this big debate with people who say they're going to be the president of the United States, it averaged 1.1 million viewers, while Fox News averaged 2.5 million with no debate on. And MSNBC even beat them with 1.7 million viewers per hour during the same time span. Network also failed to beat its rival networks during prime time. CNN during the debate, the whole 7 hours, averaged 1.4 million viewers. Fox averaged 3.2 million, more than double with no debate. Fox also dominated in the 25 to 54 age demographic. So it's really amazing. And in the middle of it all, CNN announced another town hall event, another marathon-style town hall event. So I guess it's going to be 7 hours again. In partnership and combination with the Human Rights Campaign Foundation. And it's set for October 10th. No one's going to watch this one either. It's on the eve of National Coming Out Day, and it will focus on lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and queer issues. You can't make this stuff up. By the way, I always thought queer was a terrible word for gay people. I always thought you'd be mad at me for calling you queer, but you call yourselves queer. Doesn't queer mean weird? The word queer means weird. Why do you call yourselves queer? I'd actually be more comfortable if you banned the word like we did with other bad words. You know, I think queer is a negative stereotype of gay people. Why are you proud to use that word? I don't know. But this town hall comes at a critical time in the fight to achieve equality, said the president of the Human Rights Campaign Foundation. His name's Alfonso David. It comes at a critical time in the fight to achieve equality for lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and queer people. And here's the thing. I don't know what these people are all talking about. Because it comes at a time where Donald Trump has created a great economy for transgenders and gays and lesbians and queers and whatever other word you want to use for yourselves. It comes at a time where Trump has created an economy that's good for black people, good for Hispanic people, good for gay people, good for women, good for young people. It's good for everybody. I think anybody who has common sense, you know, let me be a common sense liberal or center left. If you have a brain and you're moderate, reasonable, and you have any qualm, any tiny bit of common sense left, you might say the following. I don't really love Donald Trump's personality. Not my cup of tea. I don't love his tweets. I don't love his attack style. I don't love his combativeness. I don't love the way he puts someone down on Twitter. I think he's dividing the nation. But I got to admit, he's been pretty good for the economy. That's the worst you should ever say about Donald Trump. That's the worst. He's been good for the economy. You won't say great. You won't say he's changed the economy. It's a Reagan economy. It's great for America. But you would say he's been good for the economy, and some of the other stuff bothers me. But all in all, who are we going to get to replace him? It's kind of like marriage. Everybody knows divorced. They get married again in 2 years. Why? Marriage may suck, but it's still the best thing in the world. There is no alternative. No one's ever found something better. And so I feel the same way about Trump. There's nothing better than Trump. He's the best you got. Even if you don't like him, he's still the best you got. And he's done a great job with the economy, and there is no recession. Mark it down. Wainwright says, no recession. All right, speaking of no recession, you know what's going gangbusters? Gold and silver and precious metals. And the new sponsor of this TVN radio show, Swiss America. America's most trusted name for over 35 years in the precious metals business. They bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. Prices for gold up $200 an ounce in just the last 60 days. And in the last bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 an ounce. Central banks all over the world buying gold like crazy. You think they know something that maybe you don't? Maybe you should follow their lead? If you want to know how to capitalize and profit on the next big move in gold, call Swiss America today. Get their free special report just for my listeners and my viewers. 800-BUY-GOLD. Excuse me, 800-BUY-COIN. Excuse me. 800-BUY-COIN. 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because war sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wainwright doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868 or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my Balance of Nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the Balance of Nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, Balance of Nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on Balance of Nature.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, very quickly, I want to mention the sponsor of this segment of the show, My Doctor Suggests, and then I got some great stuff to talk about. So don't go anywhere, because I got great stuff, man. I wish I had 3 hours to talk about all of it. But My Doctor Suggests products contain alkaline structured silver, which destroys yeast, bad bacteria, and viruses while not harming good bacteria. And it has such a great effect. For me, it kills all my brain fog. My whole life, I've been foggy in the morning. It's gone. I used to need to sleep 8 hours a night. Now I sleep 5 hours a night. And when I wake up, I'm not foggy. I'm clear as a bell. I'm sharp as a tack, a laser-guided missile at 5 o'clock in the morning. It's the greatest. And also, no more colds at all. 3.5 years, no colds. Actually, closer to 4 now since I've been using this stuff. And my voice is now a workhorse, haven't missed 1 minute, even though I speak thousands of hours a year on radio, TV, and in business meetings and business calls. But you can't get their products in stores. You got to call or go online, 866-660-9868, mydoctorsuggests.com/root. Tell them Wayne Root sent you, and you get 20% off. That's the good news. No retail stores. Got to call or go online. But it's mydoctorsuggests.com/root, and you get 20% off when you tell them Root sent you or use the promo code Root. So I told you about the Democratic debates, right? Or I just call them Democrat debates because those people are not Democratic. They're dictators. They're thugs. They're tyrants. Tyrants. I was going to say tyrants. Tyrants. They're not nothing Democratic about the Democratic Party. They're Democrats. It's the Democrat Party, and they're a bunch of rats. It's really the Demo-rat Party. And while they're trying to take away everything good in life, including your steaks and hamburgers, U.S. worker compensation and labor costs revised higher. Compensation for U.S. workers rose by more than previously thought in the first half of the year, the latest sign that workers are benefiting from the tightest labor market in decades. Hourly compensation rose 4.9% annual rate of hourly compensation. Compensation for the first quarter also revised up. Real hourly compensation rose an annual rate of 8.4%, Rising wages are the biggest driver of total compensation and rising unit labor costs, and compensation is outpacing productivity gains, indicating workers are able to demand a larger share of the country's economic output due to the tight labor market. Great job, President Trump. Who do you want? That crazy side that wants to ban your cows for farting and your steaks and your hamburgers and your coal and your fossil fuel and the oil in your car and the gas in your car? Or do you want the side that's producing real wage gains and real jobs? Senator Bernie Sanders told CNN's climate change town hall last night that he's willing to talk about population control, suggesting abortion is the key to addressing the climate crisis. Elizabeth Warren told attendees of the climate change town hall last night that the Green New Deal is about racial justice. Here's a woman who stole $500,000 a year from Harvard Law School by pretending to be an Indian when she's not an Indian, and she's talking about racial justice. Bernie Sanders says U.S. taxpayers should fund abortions in poor countries to fight global warming. Mayor Pete, the gay mayor of South Bend, said if you eat hamburgers or drink from straws, you're part of the problem. This is the other side. Kamala Harris wants government incentives to push Americans to eat less red meat. And here's an article from one of my favorite websites, Breitbart. The craziest thing said at the CNN climate town hall. Let's see. Here's the craziest things. Number one, taxing carbon pollution. This will be a killer for the economy. Number two, banning fracking. Number three, ending oil and gas exploration and extraction on public lands. Number four, banning nuclear energy. Number five, banning plastic straws, discouraging meat, and eliminating incandescent light bulbs. All the things I already talked about. These people are absolutely crazy. And to top it off, to put the cherry on the top of the icing, Elizabeth Warren said, we only have 11 years left. The clock is ticking. The world will end in 11 years. Exactly what Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez said. But we all know she's crazy. We all think she's an unimportant first-term congressperson who just started. And she's an idiot. And she means nothing. And she has no significance. And she won't be around long. Right? Even the Democrats want to get her out. But we didn't know that Elizabeth Warren bought into that. The world's going to end in 11 years, Elizabeth? She's now probably the front runner for the Democratic presidential nomination. Go to sports betting websites where they bet on political events and political outcomes. She's the favorite to beat Biden for the presidential nomination. And the latest poll is out, national poll, and guess who's leading? By double digits over Biden, Elizabeth Warren. She's saying the world's going to end in 11 days. So you thought it was bad when Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez said it, but what do you think about a real presidential contender for the Democrats saying it? You know what I think? Great news. Because if they nominate Elizabeth Warren, Trump wins by a landslide. It's going to be like Nixon McGovern. It's going to be Reagan Mondale. It's going to be Reagan Carter all over again. A fake Indian who says the world will end in 11 years and wants Green New Deal for racial justice.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
South Carolina Republican Governor Henry McMaster has a message for everyone.
If you don't need to be out, don't go out. And in this kind of situation, you don't need to go out. Stay off the streets. It's very dangerous.
The Category 2 hurricane is pounding the South Carolina coast with rain, strong winds, and isolated tornadoes. Fotis Doulos is facing new charges in the connection with the disappearance of his estranged wife. He was arrested at his home in Connecticut on Wednesday on tampering with evidence charges. Doulos spoke to reporters after being bailed out of jail.
It's an exhausting fight. I love my children. That's about it.
State police released the arrest warrant on Wednesday, which alleges that Doulos used a borrowed pickup truck to move the body of his estranged wife. His new girlfriend helped him move the body and also confessed to detectives that Jennifer's body was in the truck at some point. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. That's 800-590-4930.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
It's Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right.
right, welcome back. Wayne Allyn Root, Ron Unfiltered, Newsmax TV, USA Radio, coast to coast, sea to shining sea. Great to be with you from the world-famous War Room for Wayne Allyn Root, deep inside Wayne Manor, in the country I call Trump Land. And I'm always on the warpath. I'm always on. That's why they call me War, Wayne Allyn Root. The Trump warrior, the middle-class warrior, the conservative warrior. I battle for you, man. You know what the funniest thing about the CNN debate was last night? All these people are up on stage saying, we can't even meet anymore. We can't even meet anymore. We can't even meet anymore. And then they cut to the Golden Corral commercial. Golden Corral's juicy, endless sirloin and saucy St. Louis-style ribs really put the meat in Meet Me in St. Louis, the ad says. Flashing slabs of red meat, endless sirloin and St. Louis-style ribs. Golden Corral, the only one for everyone. Isn't that funny? That's running. Here's capitalism, right? They spent literally $1 million, probably maybe even $2 million. Well, it's cable TV, and it's not the Super Bowl. So if they had more than one ad, they might have spent $500,000, $600,000, maybe even $1 million for a whole night of ads. But maybe they spent a couple hundred thousand on ads. That's capitalism. In the middle of a debate where everyone's saying ban meat, they're advertising meat and spending hundreds of thousands to do it. And they're making everybody go, licking my lips. I want to go get some meat, man. It's hilarious. Democrats are so dumb. And by the way, just another example on the other side of why I love capitalism, why I love the Dallas Cowboys. Jerry Jones, the owner of the Cowboys, who may not be the single smartest NFL owner in the NFL, because his team won 3 Super Bowls, pretty cool, but hasn't won one in over 20 years. But he is certainly the smartest from a money standpoint in the entire NFL, because his team hasn't won a Super Bowl in over 20 years. But his franchise is worth the most in the world of any sports team in the world, in any sport, in any country. The Dallas Cowboys are worth more than anybody else. Number 2, the New York Yankees. And I'm the ultimate capitalist, and by pure chance, from the day I was born, my 2 favorite teams, Dallas Cowboys, New York Yankees. How do you figure? Go figure, right? Anyway, his team is worth the most in the world of any sports team. And he just re-signed his star running back, Ezekiel Elliott, and gave him $90 million. Now, we can have a debate at another time whether anybody's worth $90 million. I don't think so. Maybe a quarterback, but I can't make any case for why a running back is worth $90 million. But in today's NFL, Ezekiel Elliott got his $90 million contract as of yesterday. And Jerry Jones was on the floor of the New York Stock Exchange celebrating a company that he's the majority shareholder in, and it went up 20% in one day, and he made $100 million. So he said, I just paid for the whole $90 million contract in one day. God bless capitalism. If that doesn't make you love America, American exceptionalism, capitalism, the Dallas Cowboys, Ezekiel Elliott, and the Cowboys cheerleaders, I don't know what does. God, I love America when I hear stories like that. This guy got $90 million, and his boss paid for it in one day when his stock went up, and he made $100 million. God bless America. What a great country. And by the way, this segment sponsored, and then I'll get your calls, segment sponsored by Sam Landis and the Landis Tax Group. He's handled over 8,500 cases in front of the IRS all across America, every state. In my opinion, the best darn tax lawyer in America. You get a free consultation. Doesn't matter what your problem is with the IRS. Missing returns, unpaid taxes, penalties, innocent spouse, tax liens, whatever it is. Just call the staff at Lawyers IRS Resolution Services. 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU. 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU or WeHelpYou.com. Go get him, Sam Landis. He is the best in the world. When the IRS calls me, when the IRS contacts me, when I open a letter from the IRS, my next call is always to Sam Landis. Yours should be, too. And by the way, he's not for rich guys. He charges only $190 a month. Amazing. Biggest bargain in America today. Doesn't advertise anywhere but here. Only offers it to my clients. 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU. Letter U. All right, let's say John from D.C. We haven't heard from him in a while. Sometimes I keep him holding and hanging all night long. I take him last and we run out of time. So I'm going to you first, John. How are you?
I love it. You know, I might not have so much time left, so don't keep me on the holding too long. Yeah. I'll be 80 in April.
Congratulations. Mazel tov, as we say.
I watch a lot of news and everything. I didn't watch the global warming debate last night.
Nobody else did either, so don't worry about it.
Yeah. Well, they said it was a technical success. This is CNN saying that, it's on the crawl on Newsmax saying, well, CNN says it was a technical success, but it wasn't a hit, you know, as far as ratings. Well, yeah, listen, ratings, I guess, tells it all.
John, the only thing that matters on TV is ratings. That's it. There is no other thing that matters. That's it. Their ratings stunk. They were a bomb.
Yeah, I mean, you talk about a conflicting statement. You know, yeah, we really, you know, we're good technically, but nobody was interested in it. The ratings were bad. You damn fools. I agree with you. Ratings are everything.
And by the way, what does that mean, John? They were good technically. Does it mean they shifted the right camera to the right guy talking? Gee, that's a great development. Oh, my gosh. You got the right camera on the right guy. Wow, you guys are really cool at CNN. Wow, what talent. You got cameramen that know how to switch your camera. What do they mean technically was good? Because you had a stage.
I don't know. That's all I saw on the bottom of the screen. But let's give them the benefit of the doubt that scientifically that they were all on the same page and they were all right and we're all wrong. And it's ridiculous because global climate change is a hoax. It's just something to make people that don't agree with them feel guilty. They feel like, oh, I'm a better person because I care about the environment. I live in Washington, D.C. I go to rallies down there on the mall. Glenn Beck had 500,000 people down there, and there wasn't a scrap of paper around because we were all conservatives. The liberals come in for the fireworks on the 4th of July at the Washington Monument, and they have 3 days to pick up tons of trash from all these jerks that, you know, oh, care about the environment. But anyway, I wanted to suggest that Trump could probably wean out all these losers. Whoever wants to run against him, that's what they all want to do, is defeat him. So like he used to do on The Apprentice, have them all come into the boardroom, and how many he could fit in there, and go one after the other and tell them why they were unfit, you know, to even run.
And you're fired.
Joe Biden, you're too old, you're stupid, you were never good to begin with. Elizabeth Warren, you're a liar, you don't have any Indian blood in you, you're a Republican until 1996. Why don't you tell anybody about that? Bernie Sanders, you're a communist, you went to one of the best colleges, University of Chicago, and you didn't get your first job until you were 40 years old. You're going to tell these people you're going to make them successful. You couldn't do it yourself. The only reason you got any money now is because you got political contributions, not because you earned it. You and your wife are two thieves. Kamala Harris, you work for, what's the guy's name?
Well, here's the thing. Wait, let me say this one. I got to be the one who says this one. Kamala Harris, you're not allowed to be president after you slept your way to the top, after you had sex with a married guy to get your first political job and most of your future political jobs, and it added up to several $100,000. You can't be president of the United States after you slept your way to the top. Come on. So
let me just
something...
say one thing about her.
Yeah.
She worked for the guy that was mayor. I can't think of it. He's black.
Oh, Willie Brown. Willie Brown.
Anyway, he gave her a $400,000 a year job. It was a no-show job. She was his mistress, and some pundit said she did the best work on her back. Okay. And then I'm watching Donna Brazil in a panel on Fox after that, and she said, I'm for Kamala Harris because she's a real sleeper. Oh, she does her best work on her back.
All right, John, let's not get too crazy here. John, that was a good rant. I must say, I'm the ranter on national TV. That was a great rant. You're okay. John's going to be 80 years old, and he just went on a rant and a riff against every candidate with some of the best stuff I've heard. You should have been a comedian, John. You're okay, man. Happy 80th birthday. You still got it. Good stuff. Let's take Judy from California. Judy, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Hi, Wayne. This is Judy.
Hi.
You know, all this stuff, the Democrats are talking about food and the fracking and the farting and the straws.
Yes.
I think they just throw a lot of that stuff out there just to watch the Republicans go crazy. Because then that's all we do is dwell on that for weeks, and the Democrats just sit back and laugh at us.
No, but Judy, they don't let... They can laugh at us, but we think they're whacked out of their minds. And I think it's leading to their horrible defeat. There's nothing wrong with talking about the fact that they don't want straws and they don't want cows and they don't want steaks and hamburgers. It paints them as extremist, radical nutcases. So if you think they're doing it on purpose, it's backfiring on them. Believe me, they look crazy. No, you know, look, the key to life is what people say in public is not what they say in private. That's why I always thought it was so unfair what they did to Donald Trump. Donald Trump made a joke about all the women he had sex with when he was walking with Billy Bush on whatever that show was. Was it Entertainment Tonight or American something? One of the Access Hollywood. Okay, thank you, Chris O'Sullivan. My trusty board op is always in my ear. How do you know everything, Chris? How does he know everything? He watches too much TV. He knows the name of every show. All right, so I don't watch enough TV. I never watched Access Hollywood. But anyway, he's talking to the Access Hollywood guy, Billy Bush, who is a relative, by the way, of George W. Bush. And I think he's the son of Bush's brother, I believe. And so all I could tell you is he made a stupid joke about something. And when you say something you don't think anybody's listening, it's very different than what you would have said when you think everybody's listening. So can you imagine what Kamala Harris says in private? Can you imagine what Elizabeth Warren says in private? Bernie Sanders, what does he whisper to his wife in bed? If you knew what they said and a tape recorder was going or a video was going, oh my God, you destroy those people. So what someone says in private is not the same as what they say in public. And so all I'm telling you is the average person tries to act like they're high class and they love the environment and they want to eat vegetarian food. But in private, they all want to eat a hamburger and a steak. And in private, they want to drive a gas-guzzling car and go 110 on the highway. In private, they say that they hate racism, but they send their kids to all-white private schools. In private, they say things differently than they do in public. And so all the things Democrats are saying, all the people of America are going, I like that, I respect that. And in private, they're leaning over to their wife or husband and going, those people are freaking nuts. Believe me, it ain't working. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fordham also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fordham is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FordhamResources.com. That's Fordham, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own here are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world run a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root for AmpFest 19. AmpFest 19 is the most entertaining political event and Trump Fest of the year. For anyone who wants to see President Trump reelected, for any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, for any Trump superfan who wants to just have a blast, head to the Trump Doral Hotel, October 10th to 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headline speakers at AmpFest 19 include Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of Turning Point USA, Brandon Strzok of the Walkaway Movement, and get this, Donald Trump Jr. just agreed to speak. And how about Wayne Allyn Root? I love that guy. But this is more than a traditional political event or Trump Love Fest. AmpFest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, golf tournament, comedy night, pool party, yacht party, fashion show, movie screening, Women for Trump social, and prayer breakfast hosted by the one and only Alveda King. To register for AmpFest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com.
Raw and unfiltered. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. As you know, blood banks across the country have declared critically low supplies, and every 2 seconds somebody needs blood. So in response to this, governors have united for National Blood Donation Week. September 2nd to 9th is National Blood Donation Week, with September 5th being National Blood Donation Day. And we're hoping this encourages millions of Americans to donate blood. When crisis strikes, the blood needs to be in the hospitals ready to go. But remember, the units need to be processed days before. And thousands of units of blood are already being used by hospitals on a regular daily basis. So blood supplies need to be prepared and delivered year-round. And with Hurricane Dorian, we need to sometimes send blood from areas that aren't in need to need. So if you can't donate blood, please host a drive or even spread the word. It all saves lives. You could sign up to donate blood or host a drive at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com. Remember, one pint of blood can save 3 lives. Imagine what the whole country could do.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
You can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
You know how the media call me a conspiracy theorist because I get things right and I ask lots of questions and I'm almost always right? How are you a conspiracy theorist when you get it right? I keep saying, I'm switching back to sports again because I'm a sports guy. You know, I built my career as king of Vegas sports gambling long before I got into politics. And I keep saying Antonio Brown is one of the most talented wide receivers who's ever lived in the NFL. I mean, just an amazing guy, talent-wise, athletic-wise. But he's a cancer on every team he goes in. And he supposedly had some sort of a pushing, shoving, literally a fight with the general manager of the Oakland Raiders, Mike Mayock, who's a great guy. I know he's a great guy. And he had a fight with Mike Mayock. And I've been saying this guy's a cancer. He was a cancer on the Pittsburgh Steelers. Now he's a cancer on the Raiders. And he'll be suspended for week one, it looks like, of the Oakland Raiders' first game. He's facing a suspension after a pairing incident with the Raiders' general manager. You don't want guys like that in your team. I don't care how good they are, how talented they are. If they are negative, if they bring negativity, if they make everybody fight, if they're divisive, this guy is a loser. Other big news, a judge rules that the terror watch list, the FBI terrorist watch list, violates the constitutional rights of accused terrorists. So you can't have a terror watch list anymore. So here's what I have to say about this judge. His name is U.S. District Judge Anthony Trenga of Virginia. If one of these people, and this is a lawsuit brought by about 24 Muslim U.S. citizens, and it was brought on their behalf by CARE, the Council on Islamic American Relations. If one of them gets on an airplane and blows it up, this judge should be charged with aiding and abetting terrorism and aiding and abetting murder. 200 counts of murder if a plane goes down. This guy doesn't care about your kids, my kids, your relatives, my relatives, the people we love, Americans, born in America. These liberals only look at one side, and it's the terrorist side. He wants to defend terrorists. Is that amazing? How does anyone vote Democrat? I have no idea. Let me mention the sponsor of the segment, and then we'll go to calls. Dr. Joseph Williams, the number one hair specialist in America. He is a surgeon for medical hair restoration, and he's amazing. How do I know he's amazing? First of all, I've known him 18 years. Second of all, I've been best friends for 18 years, and our kids are best friends. And I've seen all the before and after photos and before and after videos. And what he does for people's heads of hair is the most amazing thing you've ever seen. Forget Picasso, forget Monet. I don't want artwork. I want perfect hair for every American. He should run for president. Hair in every pot. This guy, Joe Williams, is the best. celebrities, billionaire businessmen, and even a sitting president have flown in from all over the United States and all over the world to Las Vegas so he can do their hair and make them look young again and feel great again. And it's called VacationRestoration.com because he gives you a free Vegas vacation. So check him out. If you don't live in Vegas, if you do, greatest deal in the world. If you don't, he'll fly you into Vegas, free Vegas vacation. You get your hair done, you look young again, and you had a great weekend in Vegas. VacationRestoration.com. It's your free consultation. Call 888-357-0888. 888-357-0888. And if you want to check out those pictures of before and after hair job, go to VacationRestoration.com. My friend, Dr. Joe Williams. Let's grab some calls. Let's grab Ronnie in North Carolina. Ronnie, are you in the eye of the hurricane? What's going on, man? Are you okay?
I'm fine. Thank you for taking my call, Wayne. I'm in western North Carolina. We are getting some winds, but nothing like on the East Coast. What I wanted to talk to you about was the ban of ammo at Walmart.
Terrible.
And the concealed guns in some of these stores.
Not even concealed guns. Walmart is telling you they will not allow you to open carry guns. I don't know if they said anything about concealed, but they don't want you to open carry in their store, which will make their stores a gun-free zone, which means there'll be more mass shootings in Walmarts, right?
Right. So I called Bentonville, Arkansas this morning, and I've lodged a complaint that...
Good. Good for you.
That, you know, about this Doug McMillon... He's the CEO of Walmart.
Dummy.
I'm asking everybody that's listening, join the NRA, go to their websites, and boycott all of the anti-NRA businesses. Walmart, Walgreens, Kroger, Dick's Sporting Goods, Delta Airlines. We have got to protect the NRA so that we can protect ourselves.
I'm with you, Ronnie. Good advice.
I'm a U.S. Army Special Operations Combat Disabled Veteran, U.S. Army Ranger. And I raised my hand 6 times to protect and defend the Constitution. That means the Second Amendment for the rights for all Americans to be able to protect their family and their property.
Great stuff, Ronnie.
Please.
Listen, well said. Well said. Well said. Ronnie, look, I know there's a 30-second delay. Keep the TV on. I'm saluting you, and I'm thanking you. You're the best. Thanks for everything you've done for your country, and what you're saying right now is so important. I agree with you 110%. Boycott Walmart. And by the way, I'm not a big fan of boycotts. I never want to do these things. I like capitalism. I like everyone to have free speech and buy what they want. But you know what? Walmart is spitting in the face of every veteran like Ronnie. Walmart is spitting in the face of every gun owner. Who's the typical Walmart customer? Nike's customers was not you and me when they spit in our face. So they got out of it okay. But Walmart's typical customers, you and me. And they're spitting in our face. They're spitting in conservative faces when we're the guys who go to Walmart. The average Walmart customer has a pickup truck with a gun rack in the back. And you're saying you're not selling bullets anymore or handguns? And you're quitting rifle sales? Wow, that's an insult to all of us in a country where the Second Amendment says you're allowed to sell that stuff. It's legal. Walmart, big, big mistake. Biggest mistake you ever made. All of us, cut down or completely eliminate buying from Walmart. Bye-bye. See, that's just a lesson that we need to teach liberal CEOs who are idiots and losers. Get them fired. See you tomorrow. God bless. Be safe.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.